He was wounded, but never bled. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Swift Vote Veterans for Truth have captured the presidential campaign with their spots questioning John Kerry's combat medals. And what's remarkable is that this has nothing to do with the issues that Americans have been saying they care about. Otherwise, you wouldn't just be hearing from the Swift Vote Veterans for Truth. You'd be hearing from the outsourced employees for truth and the uninsured Americans for truth and the weapons inspectors for truth. But nothing is more entertaining than cutting heroes down to size. Even former Senator Bob Dole joined in. Three Purple Hearts and never bled is the way Senator Dole described Kerry's wounds. Three Purple Hearts and never bled. And sure enough, polls show Kerry's support is slipping among veterans. Because look at what we've been hearing. Veterans saying the action reports were lies. The very same officer who called Kerry's battle tactics, quote, a shining example, now calling Kerry impulsive. And Bob Dole saying the Purple Heart is awarded for the merest scratch. You don't even have to bleed. I wonder if this isn't having an unintended effect, because in the process of raising questions about John Kerry, these spots are also hammering home the message that combat medals may not really mean that much. In the process of trying to smear Kerry, the Swift Vote Veterans for Truth have also smeared the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and the Purple Heart, awards which, until now, most of us considered to be credible indicators of heroism. I sure hope the political points they scored were worth it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.